You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday, 17th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on our link in the show notes. The chairman and CEO of XPeng, He Xiaopeng, announcing plans to launch the MPV, the people carrier, the X9, globally in the second half of 2025. We get it in Europe later this year. 800-volt system, 100 kilowatt hour pack. It charges in, just check my notes here, 11.7 minutes at a 5C charge rate. That's on the smaller 95 kilowatt hour pack. Wow, if you can even find a charger quick enough. GM has overtaken Tesla in US battery manufacturing, not China, of course, but in the US. GM has partnerships with LG and Samsung, the old Ultium stuff, don't call it that anymore, and the new prismatic cells made with the Samsung partnership. And that means they're now making more cells in America than Tesla, who get all the credit. GM said they lowered the cost of their packs by $60 per kilowatt hour last year, another $30 this year, and more to come as they scale. MG is entering the UK with the S5, or as they style it here in the press release, the MG S5 with no spacing, because if you call it the S5, I think Audi would have an issue with that. So the MG S5, as I'll call it today, starts at £28,000 for the base model, replacing the ZS EV here and the Marvel R in the European Union. MG plans for a European manufacturing base as well. They say it won't be an existing factory, it'll be a new build, and it'll be announced in summer, assembling the vehicles here, hopefully getting around any Chinese tariffs. Jeff Bezos is funding this new pickup truck EV maker, Slate. They want to make a $25,000 small pickup truck for what they call the everyday man, who, which is a bit sexist, but, you know, a working vehicle, who, you know, a garden maintenance company kind of thing, which is a single cab, two seats, and we'll find out more on April 24th. They're doing a special with Newsweek to give us more details. Lucid confirming 2 days ago that they are on track for their mid-size SUV, much cheaper, $50,000, supply chains being put in place and manufacturing now being built. Global EV sales surged in Q1 this year. They are 4.1 million EVs sold globally in the first quarter of the year, led by China, of course, at 2.4 million. Amazon Autos will now lease you a Hyundai. Until now, they will sell you an EV. Amazon Autos is the online dealership business of Amazon, and they're going to get into selling cars, I think, in a big way. A disruptor in the dealership industry, and for the first time, leasing vehicles now. And that includes the federal tax credit. The Kona, the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, can now be leased. Obviously, no negotiation, because it's Amazon. The price you see is you just click on buy now, I suppose, and they deliver the vehicle. But you can now lease rather than a purchase. VW's CEO, Group of America, talking about dealer concerns around the Scout brand, not really addressing them, just saying that he recognizes them and that that the Scout brand will sell direct to consumers. I think the National Dealers Association will say we'll see you in court about that. They think Scout is very much part of Volkswagen. Scout saying, no, we're independent. Hyundai Insta turning up in Australia, starting at $39,000, which is very cheap. For the standard range 42 kilowatt hour pack, that's over 203 miles WLTP'd. That's still a great car for very little money. And there are 9 Fiskers currently parked on the road in Nottingham, in the Midlands, in the UK, which nobody knows what to do with. The company's gone bust, the council can't remove them. I'll have one, and that's briefly.